Welcome to another episode of Get Your Nerd On with your boy P90 the Rapper, and we will be getting into some shit today. I mean, I got some news. It's probably going to be another short podcast with a lot of things, but some things I'm just going to say, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but welcome to another episode, and let's get to the catch-up shit. I've been busy pretty much this week, so I might not have... I don't know. What did I do? I read more Batwoman. I started recollecting some of my Jujutsu Kaisen books. I really was just busy this week. I got a new Jessica Cruz Day of the Dead pop. Oh my gosh, that shit is beautiful. I love it. I love my pops. I only get pops that I really, really like. And I like that pop a lot. That shit's great, dog. But yeah, like, I read a couple comics, like some Batman comics. I haven't read anything X-Men related in what feels like forever. I caught up on a bunch of Flash Wally West comics, like the current ones. And then, yeah, there's really not much after that. I got both of the volumes of War Games. I got to get War Crimes at some point. I got Stephanie Brown 2. I think we already talked about that. I got to get one. But, like, it's super expensive. Oh, crap. Yeah, and I don't... Oh, I finished Servant. The season finale was fucking crazy. We'll get into that. And what else? I think that's... Oh, and I seen Atlanta. Whew, Atlanta was really good. Shit was great, bro. But yeah, that's what I did. I'm sure that's the end of that list. I mean, of course, if something else comes up, I'll bring it up. Lost my headphones. Oh, man, that fucking sucks. But yeah, let's get on to the news, and then we'll take it from there. Call of Duty Warzone will most likely never have more than two main maps at a time due to the install space. It's fucking insane. This makes sense as Warzone was built as a COD add-on and ended up being something much bigger but still attached to the base game. Although you can download it separately, it's not like it's its own entirely separate entity. So maybe if they had like a full staff and resources dedicated to rebuilding the game specifically to be its own standalone game in full, then maybe that might be something that they could do. They can probably find a way to reduce the install time. But I mean, right now, I doubt that they have the workforce to do that. And I doubt that they want to do that right now. But it is something that I feel like would be cool. Maybe more people would play it because they even say, like, the more space that gets installed because of these updates, the less they see active players. Which makes sense. I mean, the fucking game on console is like 130 gigs. And that's just fucking nuts. Like, I don't know how people don't see anything wrong with that. Some people, everyone does. Everyone thinks it's fucking a lot of space. There are three untold rumors coming around that Sony has something planned, something big for this week. One of those things could actually be the supposed Game Pass rival, which... At the time of the note-taking, nothing came on about. But maybe something did. But let's carry on for now. At the other, and the other one could be VR2. In the third, I have zero idea what it could be. But no one has come out and said otherwise. So there's a possibility that we will be getting Sony news this week. And we did. But you gotta wait. Because my notes is jumbled up. And I'm going to do it in that order. Because I'm authentic. Although June 30th is the date that was listed for Diablo Immortal's release date, this is just a placeholder for the mobile game, but Blizzard confirms it'll keep fans up to date. I think that's a... I have no interest in the mobile game. If I can't get achievements, I'm probably not playing it. But at least they're still working on it for any of the people who were like really in love with it. And at least they're communicating that don't get too hyped about that June 30th date. there are things called placeholders, and that's what that is. Sony doubles down that we will see God of War Ragnarok this year. So for anybody who had doubts because of COVID or because of short chain supply or anything like that, God of War Ragnarok is coming this year, and it will probably be an extremely awesome game to play. Exclusively for next gen, GTA Online is offering a subscription service, GTA Plus, which will cost $5.99 per month and provide subscribers with a recurring monthly bank deposit of $500,000, ensuring players will have plenty of cash to spend in the online open world, as said by IGN.com. But here's the full list of the first month, which will span from March 29th to April 27th. $500,000 available to withdraw from your Maze bank account. The principal Devastate 8, a supercar that comes with Hale's Special Works upgrade. The auto shop property located in La Mesa. Waived LS car meet membership fees. Wow, there's membership fees? That's crazy. Current LS car meet members with GTA Plus will get reimbursed $50,000 during this event period. Yacht owners can upgrade to Aquarius Super Yacht at no additional charge. 2x car meet rep on Street Race. 3x GTA Bucks and RP on Hale Special Works Race Series. A selection of free paints and emblems. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess if you play this game like none. That's fucking insane that they're offering
a subscription. But
yeah, it's fucking, it's cool though. Like, everyone's doing the subscription thing and they hopped on and they found a way to make it kind of really useful for them. If you're having trouble getting money or if you just want to make sure you have even more money because things are expensive in the game, you can literally pay your money to get more money. I mean, you can buy the shark cards. This is no worse than buying shark cards. But hey, if that's your thing, GTA now has a subscription. PlayStation Plus relaunches in June with 4 membership tiers. All right. PlayStation Plus Essential is one of the tiers, equivalent to the existing PlayStation membership. 2 downloadable games per month, cloud storage for saved games, online multiplayer exclusive discounts cost $9.99 monthly, $24.99 quarterly, $60 a year. I think that cloud storage should just be free for gamers, because so many people just have multiple consoles in their house for them and their kids, or just multiple consoles between generations. And that was the one thing that Xbox was fucking great with. Even in 360, they only give you a little bit, but fucking free cloud storage was really, really important, because when the Xbox One came out and they started using cloud syncing, you could just grab all your 360 games and just upload the save data. Free. Anyway, PlayStation Plus Extra. Everything included with Essential Tier. Up to 400 PS4 and PS5 games to download and play. Interesting. But it's just vague. Just up to... I wonder. We'll leave that for now. Well, cost is $14.99 monthly, $39.99 quarterly, and $100 a year. PlayStation Plus Premium. Everything included with Essential and Extra tiers. Up to 340 games taken from the original PlayStation, PlayStation 2, and PSP to download and play. Cloud streaming access to PlayStation 2, PSP, PS3, and PS4 games via a PS4 or PS5 or PC. Time limited game trials. Cost $17.99 monthly, $49.99 quarterly, $120 yearly. Alright. If you're gonna go with extra, your best bet is to just go with fucking premium. Just $20 more. But then again, $20 is a lot of money. The fourth tier is called PlayStation Plus Deluxe and will only be available in markets where cloud streaming isn't viable or reliable yet. It will be cheaper than the premium tier, though pricing has not been announced, but offers a similar set of features minus the cloud streaming, as said by PC Mag. Alright, so let's see. Let's dive into these tiers a little bit. So the first one is normal, makes sense. I mean, that's how they've always had everything. The PlayStation Essential, that's been that membership forever. PlayStation Plus Extra, the up to 400 PS4 and PS5 games. The only reason why I say like it's vague is doesn't seem to be any information on if the exclusive games will all be included in there for sure. And I think that has to do with the fact that there's a lot of people who make exclusive PlayStation games, but it's not because they made deals with Sony. It's just because we are obscure and we know that this type of gameplay has the biggest fans here. Like, say, Japanese games specifically, or Japanese JRPG games, or like Mega Tag, Mega Dimension games. A lot of those games are just made on the PlayStation due to the fact that it's just the popular system. And it's in most of the households because of that. So I wonder if all the PlayStation Studio PlayStation games will be on there, or if it's just a bunch of our games, but it's just going to be at random. We're going to recycle it all the time, because Game Pass has every single Xbox exclusive game that's only going to be on Xbox will arrive on Game Pass. But since they have such an extensive library, the premium is probably better. I don't know. To me, premium is the best one. It's either premium or essential. Like, extra just is kind of pointless to me. Maybe because I still own most of my PS4 and PlayStation 5 games. But the premium part is better to me. I think premium would be 10 times better if the PlayStation Vita, which isn't on here, but if the PlayStation Vita's marketplace was still up, if the PlayStation Portable was still connected to the internet, that premium would be absolutely the best, because I think the Vita is the best PlayStation system. I think the PlayStation Portable is the best PlayStation system. And then I think PS3 is better than PlayStation 4. Only because Final Fantasy 13 came out on PlayStation 3. And I played that game on my PlayStation 3. And then I loved it so much, I said, fuck my PlayStation, and bought it on my Xbox and played it again. Love Final Fantasy 13. But anyway, if the two portables were still here, and the PlayStation, like, fucking, this shit would really be almost better than Game Pass. I say almost because I still have to use it. It just sounds good right now, but I'd have to use it. So I think I might buy, like, 1 year and try and use as much as I can of the year of premium at some point. But also, I hope that cloud works good, because, that's a lot of games to play, and that's a lot of space to download. So unless we get bigger system space, we're going to be using that cloud. that cloud gonna get used. But let's see. Sony is promising a launch lineup of games including Death Stranding, God of War, Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, Mortal Kombat 11, and Returnal. So, all right. So there's some exclusives that they said they will put up there, except for Mortal Kombat. That's not an exclusive, but it's a very popular game. Mortal Kombat X. I was going to say, I feel like they gave that away, though. But that's a good lineup of games. Death Stranding's a really good game if you get past the walking simulator feel. All the Spider-Man games are great. God of War will prepare you for the upcoming God of War. So that's a nice lineup of games coming to the service. Hey, I think the service is going to be pretty good for PlayStation fans, and I think that Game Pass is going to stay good for the Game Pass fans. I'm not going to try and put these two against each other, because at the end of the day, I love both systems. I just don't turn on my PlayStation because I like my Xbox more. But it's good that they finally have something similar, because Game Pass is a really, really dope game changer. But if I had to answer the question, I think Game Pass is still going to be better. But I don't care. I personally am going to keep playing Game Pass. But again, I said I'm going to try this out for a year, and we'll see what happens. Let's see, what else we got? We have Minecraft. Microsoft has started testing ray tracing support for Minecraft on the Series X and S consoles. A new preview build is available for insiders. So if you are an insider and you like Minecraft, I suggest you opt in to the preview to see how that ray tracing will hit. I might actually try that because I do want some Minecraft achievements. And Minecraft is a difficult game, actually, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing. And I never know what the fuck I'm doing. So yeah, there is that. I don't know if I mentioned this to y'all, but Warzone is bringing bringing Snoop Dogg to Call of Duty, and I think that's hilarious, and that's gonna be really, really cool. And yeah, we'll do one quick article sweep, and if I don't find anything, we're gonna go on to this multimedia shit. But honestly, I don't think I'm gonna find anything. I did a little sweep this morning, and the only thing I got was the Sony stuff. There probably won't be a, today, Tuesday, there will not be a daily episode. We will get back to daily on Wednesday, mainly because I was scrubbing through the news, and there's some good stuff, but not things that I want to, bring attention to that heavily. So, yeah. Let's just move on to multimedia news. Thank you guys for sticking around, and to the next section we go. Okay, so let's see. We have Apple Podcasts is finally rolling out follower analytics to podcasters. Now, let's see. Apple changed the term to subscriber instead of, they changed it to follower from subscriber. And then when it launched its paid podcast subscription last year, and yeah, it just wasn't showing people, it didn't give people access to their analytics at, for a while, like for 17 years, a while. But it seems like they are slowly starting to open that back up, but you have to have a Apple Podcasts account. Otherwise, you won't be able to see them. I mean, if you use other podcasting apps, then you probably don't care. But if you're using podcasts directly, especially if you're doing that paid one, you might want to get yourself on that podcast account. Make sure you're connected so you can actually see what's up. The Flash, Superman, Lois Lane, Riverdale are all renewed by C-fucking-W. No Batwoman, though. Which I finished, by the way. I finished season 1 and 2 of Batwoman. Still a bad show, but they had a bunch of really cool Easter eggs, and the ending of season 2 was getting real fucking good, and they brought back Kate Kane, and then fucking said, nah, she's gonna run away. And yeah, so there's no Kate Kane. We're stick with Ryan Wilder for now. I mean, I would be okay with two Batwomen because I'm starting to like Ryan, but I am a Kate Kane fan and I expect Kate fucking Kane. But hey, it is what it is. Driver license IDs are now available in Apple Wallet, but only if you are from Arizona. A small list of other states to follow. Soon to be Colorado, Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Iowa, Kentucky, Maryland, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Ohio, Utah, and the territory of Puerto Rico. But all the other places so far have said, fuck no. We're not letting you do digital motherfucking IDs. Are you insane? Yeah, that sucks, but hey, I'm here for it. DC Comics Flashpoint Beyond delayed. Now finishes 3 months late. But it seems like they will be crediting comic book shops so that they can make up for those delays a little bit, giving them discounts on it. That's okay, because I don't even want to read Flashpoint Beyond. I'm actually make sure my comic guy does not even dip that in my pile. I'll buy the trade, but I'm not buying those single issues. I'm not interested one bit. Poison Ivy's new series is a serious love story with Harley Quinn. And that could be really, really cool. It's going to be a 6-issue Poison Ivy series. It was announced as part of DC's Pride Month roster. And I'm actually kind of interested for it. It's like a plant-based horror. And it's going on sale June 7th. And I'm down to get it. I mean, if it's 6 issues, that means it's gonna be a solo run, mini run. So I'm probably gonna wait until it drops hardcover, just because I have the space. I just don't want to take up space on things I might not read as they release. Collector's brain is going. And I need to listen to it. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean Part 2 trailer promises a Netflix premiere this fall. The last time we seen JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean, it was in fucking December. So it's almost going to be a full year. A full year. Which is insane. If you needed someone to tell you, WandaVision isn't coming back, guys. WandaVision is not coming back. But you know what is coming? Moon Knight is coming this week. So if you have Disney Plus, remember, Moon Knight's about to appear. And, I mean, I know a lot of people don't really enjoy what Moonlight looks like right now. But, yeah, guys, Moon Knight's coming. So be excited. Netflix's Vampire in the Garden anime trailer looks like a wild, bloody ride. I have not seen the trailer yet, but it's a vampire apocalypse, and I'm pretty excited. I don't really listen. Thank you, Mashable, for the article. Listen, I love vampires, and I love blood and gore, and I love fucked up things. But I'm actually tired of vampires. I'm tired of vampires. I think I might be tired of zombies. Pick a different type of horror. Horror my brain. Or just give me a killer. I don't know. It's something supernatural. I don't know. I'm going to watch it. But like, damn, bro.
I have nothing to say about that, guys. I just am.
Fuck, bro. I don't know. I'm tired of vampires, but I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna watch it. Don't worry, guys. I'm gonna watch it and I'll tell you how it is. Do we have a date for it? Let's see if there's a date for it. Because again, I didn't watch the trailer. But the new anime series trailer, nope. It doesn't look like there's a date available for it.
let's skim through the trailer. If they don't have one at the end of it, we're just going to call it a dub. Oh, that looks good. I'm skimming May 16th. It's coming May 16th, guys. I'm skimming through the trailer, and it actually looks pretty damn good. It looks like a... It looks more anime-ish, but it... Oh, my God. Dude. This anime looks like Blood. Oh. It looks like Blood when they had, like, the fucking bunny vampires.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let's see more stuff.
Jamie Lee Curtis wants in on the One Piece Netflix adaption. Because I love her, they should give it to her. But I don't care about One Piece. And I know other people love One Piece. So, hey, let her in. Let the people have such a great actor. Oh, Attack on Titan's Wit Studio is the one making the vampire anime for Netflix. So that's actually, that might be really good. I'm excited to see how the animation turns out in it. You guys know that Ghostwire Tokyo came out, and it came out on PlayStation first, and I'm... haven't seen it, but boy, am I extremely excited to play it. New Gundam anime reveals its first female lead. Oh, man. There's a trailer out for it. It's just Mobile Suit Gundam. Oh, man. I'm going to look into that. I'm not sure how I like the animation based off the picture, but it premieres in October. So I'm going to read it. I mean, I'm going to watch the trailer and see how it looks. I might get back. I might get into it. I might rewatch Gundam at some point. Like, Gundam's fucking great, bro. And Gundam's great. I need to get back into it. I want to read it. The hardcovers always make me want to read it. Sorry, guys. This one's more like a conversation. I mean, this is how my podcast is supposed to fucking be. A conversation. This one's a more relaxed episode, though. Because I know there's not a lot of news. The Oscars happened. I don't cover Oscars. There's some stuff in video games, but like, either a lot of people have been writing the same article, or there's that. Like, that's really it. I mean, hey, we could talk Moon Knight real quick. I mean, not Moon Knight. We could talk, oh my God. I totally forgot the name of the show. Atlanta. Let's talk Atlanta real quick. So, Atlanta dropped 2 episodes, right? Season 3, episode 1 is a awesome fucking crazy take on the, adoption. I can't think right now. Foster care system. There we go. It's just a really, really weird, cool story and sad story that starts off like a ghost story and then randomly ends up turning into something completely different and then ends up ending somewhere else, something different. We don't even know if it's the same fucking timeline, if it's the same year that the event happened. But it's a little boy, little black boy, he's in a house, and like, black parents are rough, right? Some of them might be emotionally abusive or whatever, but at the end of the day, a lot of them are just rough, and they do things, they raise children differently. I say it because it's true, and if you watch the show when you're black, then you understand that it's true. If you've been inside a black person's house, like for real, then you know it's true. So, anyway, this boy, he gets a call from his mom at school. One thing you want to do when you a single mama, you don't want to get a call coming to your child's school. She said, put that boy in detention, and then they all just got up and left. And then in the hallway, she do her discipline. Her discipline was like, ah, you want to show off for them boys? So you're going to show off right here. She made the little boy dance. She made him hit the nay-nay, do the whip.
She's about to tell him to do the worm, but then the teacher wanted to come and interfere, and she called children's services on the lady house. And now the lady think that her son called the cops on her. I'm sure she know damn well that it wasn't her son. But she said, fuck that. She fucking threw her son out to the wolves. And then they said, we're going to get you out of here. Put him in a home, in a real fucked up home of some white people who don't even cook their chicken. They basically gave boy raw chicken. They had a sick little girl in there. Like, it was fucked up. And then a lady came to try and do a wellness check. And then they ended up killing the lady. And then they was like, yo. Bro, I don't even want to give you that last part. Not because it's, like, fucked up or anything. I just want y'all to watch Atlanta. If you haven't seen Atlanta, bro, y'all gotta watch Atlanta. That shit was fucking great. And then episode 2, it's just more... Episode 2 is more tamed compared to certain Atlanta episodes. There's a lot of blackface, which was really fucking funny the way they did that. And then it was even funnier when Paperboy was supposed to go do a concert and everyone in the crowd had blackface and said, yo, fuck this. And this show, I love Atlanta because you never know what the fuck is going on. But that's also the basis of the show. But there also is something in the show. Like, there's a message in the show too. And the show's just fucking great. And then there was but the real part of this show to me was the death of Tupac. Again, watch the show. I don't want to give too much because the show's just fucking great. I can't wait for the next episode. I'm definitely on this shit weekly. We here, Cass. We here. That shit's great. I'm on chapter 6 of the Guardians of the Galaxy game, by the way. I don't know if I've been paying attention. I don't think I have been paying attention. But I'm on chapter 6, and I am trying to finish this game because I don't want to finish it. I mean, I haven't bought it. I'm playing it on Game Pass, and I want to play it before it gets off Game Pass. And then I'm going to buy it. I'm going to replay it again and go achievement hunting. Let's see. What else did I say I did? Batwoman comic is going along great so far. Absolutely loving it. Dog, if you have not read Batwoman... by J.H., I don't remember the last part of his name. I'm not going to say it because I don't want to butcher it and be wrong. But it's Batwoman by J.H., and if you fucking read that shit, you are going to love it. The writing is great, the character understanding is great, the fucking, the art is fucking fantastic, bro. Like, that art is nuts. The panels, the way that it swaps into panels, bro. Oh my god, I feel like comic books don't put that much effort into it anymore. Like, it's just fucking great. I think it has the best panels in comic book, the best. Absolutely no panels are better, in my opinion, personally. Let's see. I watched the second episode of Peacemaker, finally. That show is just fucking hilarious. It's funny. I'm very excited. That's really it. I just watched it. I don't remember too much. I just know that it was really funny. I'm excited to finish it. I know a lot of people like the ending a lot. So I'm going to fuck around and find out. You know what I mean? There's an Assassin's Creed podcast called Assassin's Creed Echoes of History. And you learn about Norse mythology in an Assassin's Creed way, which is pretty cool. Haven't listened to it. I might start fucking with it. Right now, I'm still on my horror podcast kick, so that'll have to wait. But I'm down to check it out. I love podcasts. Let's see what else. There ain't much left to say, so we're going to do a brief little run-through of comics. All right. So, I read World's Finest, issue 1. Metropolis is attacked by Ivy, who draws out Superman so that Metallo can shove a red kryptonite cocktail into his heart, and it makes Superman go insane. And it is a really, really cool issue. It's just fun, a bunch of team-ups, you get fucking Batman and Robin, and it's so cool. It just has, like, Superman and Batman have, like, this cool relationship throughout it. Like, they do anything for each other, and it is literally, like, it's what you think of when you read. When you think of comic books, this is what you think of. That is a comic book if you've never read a comic book before, in my opinion. Absolutely love World Finest, number one. They bought in the Doom Patrol, and I'm excited to see how they end up helping Superman in the next issue. I'm excited for it. I'm here for it. Keeping it. Detective Comics 1057 and 1058 were absolutely... They were really cool. The lead up in the finale of Shadows of the Bat, the Tower. Bro, I would like this story to go on forever. So after they ended up beating up Scarecrow and making sure he didn't get the Medusa mask, Mayor Nanako's wife ended up picking up the mask, and she helped stop the craziness that was going on by using the Medusa mask, which was actually pretty cool. It's implied, at least. That's what I got from it. She puts it on, she says a word, and then the panels flip over, or the comic ends, something like that. And then we go into the next comic, which is the aftermath. And we see that stuff happens, like Batman ends up offering Psycho Pirate something. We don't know exactly what it is, but it's possibly something better than living the life he's living. What else do we get? We get Arkham Tower is staying up, and Dr. Chase Meridian is going to keep working there. The mayor's wife is going to keep going there. And it might not just be a place. It's going to be a place for what seems like normal folk. Normal people with issues. Not the monstrous or villainous characters much so far. It's really cool. I'm excited to see what happens here. That tower brought in a really, really cool story. Tamaki is doing a fantastic job. I am absolutely in love with what we're getting. And if I can fucking put the Batwoman comic down, I will try to get into more single issues again. My X-Men is piling up. It's getting insane. Well, it's just Wolverine, really. But we got some new X-Men coming out this week and next week. So we will be getting back to X-Men next week. Not this week. Next, not the next Monday, but the Monday after that, that episode will have X-Men comics on it. I promise. I'm gonna make it happen. Watch. Shit. I don't know if I can keep that promise. Nah, I'm gonna make it happen. I work like 10 days in a row, maybe 11 days in a row, but we gonna do it. We gonna do it. There might not be an episode next week, though, because I work 10 days in a row. We'll see what happens. If there's no episode next week, there will be Get Your Nerd On Daily on YouTube. It's like 10 minutes or less of news, 5 bits of news. So if we don't make it to do the podcast, I will make sure I do the episode through the week. Because we usually don't do Mondays of Get Your Nerd On Daily, but I'll do Monday. But yeah, as long as I don't got to go to work earlier than 2, you'll get that. Otherwise, podcast in 2 weeks. Thank you guys for stopping by. I absolutely love it here. Hope you do too. Yeah, it was a chill podcast. Chill podcast. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, sometimes we vibe out of the norm and then we get back into it. So, thank you. Have a good one. Get your nerd on.